Report.
A British documentary on Jamaica's Kingston Public Hospital puts its chief in hot water. St. Lucia's media workers slap a news blackout on government and opposition events. And Europe's year against racism starts with right-wing letterbombs to mixed-race couples in Britain. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
He was attacked by citizens with machete, knife, and blunt objects. There was a history of loss of consciousness. There was a 3-centimeter superficial laceration to the upper arm.
So begins a four-part documentary series on Kingston Public Hospital, due to begin its first broadcast in Britain within the next 2 hours. The series, produced for Channel 4 in London, is called Jamaica ER. It recounts a catalogue of stabbings, gunshot wounds, acid attacks and burns which form daily life at KPH. Recounting the hospital's overcrowding and resources, which Hospital Chief Executive Officer Donald Nelson describes as stretched to its very limit, the programme is at times harrowing.
So they almost chopped this man's arm off completely. Who chopped you, sir?
My name Brown.
I have chopped here too.
Come.
Jeez. Oh, this man has a big hole in his head. But you're a very lucky man, sir.
It is true that he was being attacked by unknown assailant and was chopped several times.
So you have been chopped before and you are chopped again now. War wounds. You're in the middle of a war, apparently.
The programme has, however, caused consternation within government circles in Kingston and embassy officials in Britain.